Hi, how you doing today?
Hi, how are you?
This is the political season.
No, it isn't.
It's my privilege to present to you my candidate for America.
Satire.
It is very satisfying for people
who are willing to
commit homicide and get involved in necrophilia.
You'll probably love it.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
And it goes a little something like this.
You must watch closely for potential safety hazards.
But as ninjas, we've got to practice invisibility.
And you really needn't punch any faster than I am right here.
That's just silly.
Fuck you.
This does not look like scary jihadist to me.
It looks like a giant mushroom with eyes.
Eyebrows are placed just above the eyes.
Then an angel came down and cried,
"Let's talk about computer modems."
"Thanks, but no thanks."
There's a vast array of phone lines, computers, satellites, software, and other unseen obstacles.
Up my nose?
A creature pressed his nose against the window.
Here's free plastic Navy Frogman.
Just put him up in your nose forever and ever.
It fits!
So we have to fit as much garbage in here as possible.
If you don't have a sterile dressing handy, use a clean handkerchief, other cloth, or even your hand.
This is the procedure that must be used to ensure an Uzi is safe.
Fire off a burst of 10 shots.
Hey, you notice that sort of smell? Hey, nothing can get rid of these odors like
an ordinary automatic rifle and pistol.
You must be quick to spot a violation and even quicker to step in and correct it.
The vapor is spreading everywhere. Everywhere.
After firing has been completed, follow this procedure. Lock the bolt to the rear.
A charcoal fire was lighted and great joints to roast.
Begin with the use of marijuana.
Maybe eating downers or smoking weed.
It will be a mighty welcome sight when you return.
And don't forget the champagne!
Remember to kill
your students, your colleagues, and yourself. Notice the unsafe direction in which this student is pointing her gun.
At your favorite toy department, now.
Now, are there any questions?
Maybe.
Ask yourself these questions.
Wouldn't you like some nice fresh fish?
What do they want with the belly goat?
Is it really normal for the body to bleed like that?
Is that cheese turning moldy and mean?
Who gives a shit about Bigfoot?
Can you play the harmonica?
Hit pause and see if you're able to answer these questions.
I don't understand this fucking question.
I'm the one asking the question.
Now that I've got more than 500 men with me in the forest, what's the only thing we need now?
All sorts of funny animals.
Including some animals that are extinct in other parts of the country.
In fact, our extinction is already being discussed in many parts of the world.
In the real world, you really must use more conventional methods.
Such as a
really good blowjob.
It's a mentally exhausting job, but it's a crucial one.
Why, you're a funny little dwarf.
That may be true, but if you will give me that ring of yours, I will
go into showbiz, train frogs, crew a sailing ship, learn to cook, form a rock group,
and put a finger to his mouth.
Don't stick your fingers in the baby's mouth.
Don't touch it with your fingers. That's a big no-no.
You better make sure that you've got your finger
stuck up your arsehole.
I do.
And so does Frank.
So do all the others.
And so do you.
No, I don't.
This kind of attention to
your nose
is a year-round job for many similar crews.
As weird and wacky as our fellow animals get,
things got worse and worse.
Someone like Donald Trump
could be America's future.
That sounds terrible.
It certainly is.
Put him in prison.
That's a very good idea.
I'm Donald Trump.
I'll keep you locked up forever.
After that, everyone was happy.
Then Peter said, "Listen, Gabriel, you're so nice, I don't like to deceive you since you're supposed to scare the rats away."
Just then,
the golden robes appeared.
Oh, shit!
Now I'm dressed in gold.
Who fucking cares?
I care very much.
Right now, he's going to start showing that he can take care of things.
Like a knife.
I kept thinking about how much it would hurt my parents.
It is only uncomfortable for parents because
Johnny Mathis
stabbed his mother a dozen times with his Boy Scout knife.
Here are some things that concerned parents can look out for.
A fine plumed cap, a bag, a red cape, and a magnificent pair of brown boots.
These can be dangerous.
What happens is kids get confused between
elephants and
the King of England.
Long ago, England was ruled by the wicked, greedy,
butt-naked clown.
Bert looked down at his
butt.
Reach in with a finger and push down on the
brown stuff.
There you go.
All of this is written down in a surveillance log.
Which is hard to do when you're in pain.
And that's no accident.
That's right.
Why are these parents crying?
I just want to say goodbye.
But now it's time for
a sudden stop.